This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime here. The Huskers game against the Northwestern Wildcats. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. And great to have you here with us again. What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, I'm really proud to share that we're sending a team of experts from the Med Center to Uganda. This is in response to yet another outbreak of Ebola virus in the Republic of Congo this year. And so hundreds of refugees cross the border from Congo into Uganda every day. And without international assistance, the situation will just get worse, really making it possible that it could mirror the Ebola outbreak of 4 years ago. And so, as you probably recall, that killed more than 11,000 people. And I'm really excited that UNMC is uniquely prepared to provide training in situations like this. Their experience in successfully treating patients with Ebola during the 2014 outbreak was just incredible, and their subsequent training and quarantine efforts has really made them a world leader in this arena. And so people ask me, why are we doing this? And I often have to remind them that this is an infectious disease that, if not handled effectively, has the potential to impact us here at home. And so really, when it comes to global challenges around infectious disease, the UNMC team continues to serve and to lead, and I'm really proud to be sharing our knowledge and insight to help solve this health security issue so that it doesn't come home and impact us here.
Sounds like the Med Center is really leading the way when it comes to global health and potential epidemics.
Absolutely. UNMC established a center just last year which brought together experts from across the fields of biodefense and health security. We were also awarded nearly $20 million from the Department of Health and Human Sciences to develop a national training center for highly infectious disease. This training center will open next year and features state-of-the-art quarantine facilities and simulation training labs. This is really the perfect environment to prepare federal healthcare personnel to care for patients with highly infectious diseases. Both of these centers will be located in the Davis Center at UNMC, which will use the most advanced technology to train and teach teams. For example, the Davis Center can replicate realistic healthcare settings from a refugee camp in East Africa to a biocontainment room where these teams, Greg, can practice medical techniques in a safe and secure environment without risk to themselves or to patients.
Let's bring it back closer to home and healthcare closer to home. I know the Buffett Cancer Center is playing a major role in battling cancer here in the state.
Absolutely. This is, Greg, this is a good news, bad news scenario. When I think about the University of Nebraska and how it makes an impact on our state and helps Nebraskans, there's no better example than the Buffett Cancer Center. It will absolutely touch the lives of every person in Nebraska. That's the really positive part. The tough part is that this is a disease that affects each and every one of us, and the work that the Cancer Center is doing is critical. When people think of the best cancer research and care in the nation, the Buffett Cancer Center will be in line with places like Mayo Clinic and MD Anderson and other top-notch institutions. And I think Nebraskans should be really proud to have this type of facility really in their backyard.
What are some things that the Cancer Center is focusing on?
Well, this goes back to the bad news that I mentioned earlier. Cancer rates in our state are higher than the national average. It is terribly unfortunate that one out of every two Nebraskans at some point in their lifetime will hear the words, "You have cancer." So it's particularly painful to know that Nebraska has one of the highest rates of pediatric cancer in the country and the second highest rate of pediatric brain cancer. We don't know why that's happening, but you absolutely can believe and know that we have our best and brightest scientists and researchers trying to find out answers so that fewer of our children will die from this awful disease.
We have some collaborations going on between our campuses?
Absolutely. So the Health Center and Nursing Division facility that recently opened here in Lincoln is the perfect example. This is a collaboration between UNMC and UNL that enhances our services to students and our capacity to build Nebraska's future workforce. UNL students now have access to a modern health center that replaces a 50-year-old building, and UNMC's Lincoln Nursing Program now has a permanent home suited to teach 21st century nursing education. We've made do in leased space downtown, but with Nebraska's nursing shortage expecting to grow to 4,000 by 2020. Let me say that again. Our nursing shortage in the state of Nebraska will grow to 4,000 in the next 2 years. Now is the time to really bolster our capacity to train more critically needed healthcare professionals.
Let's go to another hot button topic, and that's rural healthcare, central western Nebraska.
Sure, the health sciences complex in Kearney is playing a major role in educating nurses and physical therapists and other healthcare professionals for all of rural Nebraska. The shortage of nurses, of allied health workers, of physicians is particularly acute in rural areas. That's why UNMC has divisions across the entire state. In fact, I was fortunate to tour Scotts Bluff Nursing Facility when I visited western Nebraska last month and had the opportunity to see how we're training nurses in that part of the state. They're really serving as boots on the ground, and ideally they go back, those individuals that are trained by us go back to rural communities and serve the people living there after they graduate. So at the end of the day, we're doing research, we're doing education, we're doing training across the university that will have a positive impact not only on Nebraska, but on our nation and on our world. And that's really something to be proud of if you're a Nebraskan.
Yeah, this has been a great update on how the university is helping to build a healthier and happier Nebraska. Really good information. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Go Big Red.
Bounce with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up from Northwestern next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.